Hello, welcome down to surface number 169, Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour show to entertain you with all sorts of greatness. What have I got for you this time? We've got some Motorhead, High and Far, some Marduk, some Pariah, but to kick things off, here's Black Breath with Feast of the Damned.
Drown! of darkness, they're all of best within. As the planet stops to turn, our hope is lost from the end. In a century of darkness, the horror spreads within. As the planet stops to turn, all hope is lost for man.
Fairly raddest ones there to kick things off. First off was Black Breath with Feast of the Damned from the Sentence to Life album from 2012. Total entombed worship end to end there, but marvellous stuff. It just has that bite to it. And following that was Carnage with Infestation of Evil from the Dark Recollections album from 1990. One album I think they released with it, and then Gone. Again, that perfect Swedish sound in there. What a way to start, eh? So on to a couple of linked ones here. First up, Bruce Dickinson with the Afterglow of Ragnarok from the Mandrake Project, which was just out last week. 7-inch came out a while ago. It was £12 for the 7-inch. It was quite a shocker, but I've got the LP now, so I'm looking forward to listening to the whole thing later on this weekend. So here we go, Bruce Dickinson and Afterglow of Ragnarok. We'll be right back. still think Dickinson's voice is still very, very strong after all these years and after his cancer and everything else that went on. And looking forward to this tour coming up starting in May in Glasgow. Anybody's heading over, I'll be over at it. Should be a good weekend. And following that was Smith and Cotson, Adrian Smith from Iron Maiden, of course, and Richie Kotzen from X-Poison. And the band he was in with, Mike Portnoy, which completely escapes me at the minute. But that was Taking My Chances from their album, Smith Cotson from 21. Great stuff. Hopefully they'll get another one out too soon. So a couple of anniversaries this week. Motorhead with Overkill. 45 years it's been out. And this is one track that doesn't get played so often. And I hadn't really paid much attention to it for years until I seen it was Dave Grohl and your man from Queens of Stone Age and some few others had done some MTV show and done this in a wee room. It was really good. But anyway, this is I'll Be Your Sister.
Yeah.
follow Motorhead from 1979 again. That was Whitesnake with Mean Business from the Love Hunter album. Could you see them getting away with an album cover like that nowadays? Somebody be upset, I'm sure. But great stuff. Lord Coverdale. There'll be nobody like him, and unfortunately he says he'll never write a memoir, because I'm sure I'll be writing Juicy that one. So on to some new releases. High on Fire, new album on the way. Ridiculous guitar tone, sounds absolutely amazing. I'm looking forward to hearing it, and this is the lead track from it. This is Burning Down from the forthcoming Cometh the Storm.
only know the forest church is where we go. When the moon is a sharp sickle in the sky, hanging yellow, pale and
After High and Fire, that was Green Lung with the Forest Church from This Heathen Land. It was released last year, but still seems reasonably new to me because I only got around to listening to it. And they're playing the limelight in May as well, so it's starting to get busy, so it is. Got to start picking and choosing, but that's the way in life, isn't it? So next up, an old death metal band, Edge of Sanity, don't get talked about very much anymore. And this is from their 1997 album, Infernal, a track called Forever Together Forever.
That I'm there.
Hot in the heels of Edge of Sanity, that was Marduk with a track from their new album Memento Mori from last year, and a track called Charlatan. 30 odd years them boys are in, and there's no sign of them taking a foot off the gas. And last year at Incineration Festival was a whole handling over the bass player and all sorts, and there nobody wants them to play anymore, and cancellations, and the weeping liberals are out in force over them. But less said about that, the better. So on to some new epic heavy metal from Portugal this time, Dolmen Gate, a track called Rest in Flames, which comes from their Finnis Imperii 7-inch, and they're playing Up the Hammers this weekend in Athens, which would have been a good gig to go to, and features ex-members of Ravensour. So check us out, Rest in Flames.
I'm not the one who's always right.
Following on from Dolmen Gate, that was Dexter Ward, who hailed from Greece and stroke Italy. And Dexter Ward, according to this, is the character in a story written by H.P. Lovecraft in 1927. So there you go. And that was a track called The Eyes of Merlin, which comes from, it's simply named Three from 2020. Great stuff, well worth checking out. So only a couple of obscure thrash ones here. First up is Pariah from the UK with a track from the Blaze of Obscurity LP from 1989. It's a track called Puppet Regime.
Yeah.
Under Pariah, that was Russ Tippins and Steve Ramsey, who were both in Blind Fury and Satan. And Russ Tippins was also in Tammuth and still in Satan, I believe, and has been around a long time. Good album, very overlooked. And straight off that was Paradox, who hailed from Germany. That was from their second album from 1989, and a track called Crusader's Revenge. Great stuff. Not often to dig them ones out, but had them out over the weekend. Really enjoyed them. Great stuff. So thanks again for listening. We're into March and the gigs are starting to pile up. The good evenings are going to be on. And there's going to be a lot of chaos and a lot of hangovers, but that's the way of the world. So we're going to finish this week fairly quietly with Ulver within Stemmy Locker from the Burn Get album from 1994. So until next week, look after yourselves and keep on buying that vinyl.